And they, this is one time Prabhupada was giving a lecture at 26 Second Avenue, and there's musicians, they came to hear Prabhupada's lecture. And guess what Prabhupada lectured on? Krishna arranged it. He lectured on illicit sex and explained that sex life is there only once a month to produce children, to raise them in Krishna consciousness. Needless to say, this musical group walked out on the lecture. They didn't appreciate it. Because, well, I think they stayed for the lecture, for the rest of it. But this group never came back because it wasn't exactly the message that they were propagating. They couldn't relate to it very well. But then we have to understand that at least one should try to be a grihastha rather than a krimedi. One should produce children to raise them in Krishna consciousness, and then there's a better opportunity. They might even become devotees or Krishna conscious. Because our intention will actually produce the results most of the time. Although we have the example of Advaita Acharya, had six sons, and three of them were devotees and three of them were impersonalists. But at least they were impersonalists. They weren't sense gratifiers. But even devotees, when they don't really understand grihastha life and they get married and they think grihastha life is meant for, first, it's eating. All kind of innocent. Just like, let's eat whatever we want, whenever we want. And then when it goes into sleeping, let's just sleep and have a good time sleeping. And then after you wake up, after sleeping and having a full stomach, everyone looks beautiful. And then as soon as you become attached to sex life, then you're in anxiety. Someone's going to steal my husband. Someone's going to steal my wife. You become envious of everyone. Why did you look at my husband? Why did you look at my wife? You want to fight? Then defense becomes primary. On the other hand, if one is able to follow grihastha life properly, then actually gradually, one becomes detached from the husband and the wife and the children, but one develops more materially detached, but one develops more affection for them. More feeling of responsibility, more feeling that they're my service to Krishna. They're not just ordinary living entities that I'm here to exploit. They're part of my development of spiritual life, and therefore they become very precious because their development of Krishna consciousness is my advancement in devotional service also. And the more I develop my Krishna consciousness, my devotional service, then the more I feel affection towards them and all living entities in relation to Krishna. So at the end of life, when one falls in love with Krishna and falls in love with all living entities, then one is completely detached and one understands that the best thing for my wife and the children already grown up is to go to the children, live with them, and teach them how to become Krishna conscious for their ultimate eternal benefit. And one can go out and treat all living entities as one's part of one's spiritual family and train them in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, as we can see, Maharaja Yati, for 1,000 years, he was trying to enjoy, but he wasn't enjoying the way he wanted to enjoy. Everyone wants to enjoy purely without the reaction. We want to have a big feast, but we don't want to get indigestion. So there's enjoyment in the material world, otherwise no one would stay around here. But there's also indigestion. So if we can enjoy, eat as much as possible, and still stay healthy without disturbance, then that's the best way of eating. So that's called Krishna consciousness. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Most people think this class would be not exactly in the up to the present time. It's not exactly in style. If you ran for office preaching like this, you'd probably get one vote, your own. People are not really interested in such. They believe that, as Krishna says, to gratify their senses unto the end of life is a prime necessity of human civilization, and therefore there can be no measurement for their anxieties. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, they secure money by illicit means for sense gratification. So just like nowadays, people are protesting lockdowns and all the other things. Why? Are they protesting because these are obstacles towards developing God consciousness? No, they couldn't care less about God consciousness. They're protesting because they think it's an impediment for their health or for their sense gratification. That's all they're interested in. If they can enjoy, even if they got vaccinated and increased their sex life, then they wouldn't mind, then they would actually take as many vaccinations as possible. But if it decreases their health and they decreases their sense possibilities for sense gratification, and therefore they become very disturbed. Why are you taking away my happiness? So only if people get a higher taste in Krishna consciousness can they actually understand that even without perfect health, even without wealth, even without all these material things that lead ultimately to satisfying sense gratification, one can still be happy in Krishna consciousness, and therefore that happiness will be beyond any impediment to the material energy, any obstacles or any particular time, place, or circumstance. One can remain happy perpetually. Because the happiness, as it says within, yastva atmati eva syat, atma chitasya manava, atman eva chasantushtas, tasya karam navidyate. And one who takes pleasure from within, who rejoices within, his happiness is within, he is a perfect mystic, he's liberated in the Supreme, and ultimately he attains the Supreme. So, question, yes? Question?
Hare Krishna, as I talk with devotees on topic about emotions and grihastha life, conclusion was that without grihastha life, it is quite difficult to develop some feelings to others, love to others, because whole life devotee try to do some austerity and have some philosophy till end of life sometimes, and never experience friendship even. How to talk about love for everybody. So conclusion was grihastha life should be good to melt heart to devotee. Otherwise it is difficult to love even friends. So what is,
You must have been talking to householders.
How to develop love without grihastha ashram?
Well, grihastha ashram, yes, they can develop love if Krishna is in the center. If one understands that love is manifested in relationship to Krishna and expands to other living entities. If one thinks grihastha life by itself, one can produce any kind of positive feeling, any kind of actual purification of the heart, then one is not in grihastha life, one is in grihamedi life, which will lead to animal life. The animals also have affection. The tiger and the tigress get together, the lioness and the lion get together. They also have little cubs and they love them. They appreciate them too. They're cute. Ah, little cub. Rah, rah, rah. But that's not real love. That's not real affection. Now, on the other hand, if one becomes a brahmachari, as Krishna says, that one whose mind, one who restrains the senses but and organs of action, but his mind dwells in sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. On the other hand, one who restrains his senses and organs of action and fixes his consciousness upon me is known as a man of steady intelligence. So yes, if we simply restrain the senses but not go into the center of love, which is Krishna, not focus our consciousness on him and his devotees in devotional service, then of course the mind, the consciousness won't become purified. As a matter of fact, then one will generally become angry and take that anger out on others and commit offenses against other devotees and find himself in a more difficult situation. So, but if the only solution, either in grihastha life or in brahmachari life or any life, sannyas or vanaprastha, is to take to the process of fixing the mind upon Krishna, only that way can one develop the proper relationship to others. Otherwise, one gets entangled. Without Krishna, one will get entangled in sex life, which will actually make our relationship with others very distasteful and ultimately offensive, as we're dealing with the devotees. So the solution is to add Krishna in any life, grihastha, or brahmachari, yari deka tarika, who is that? Kiba vipra kibanasi shudra kena noi ye Krishna tattva veda se guru hoi. That anyone, whether one is a brahmachari, or a grihastha, or a vanaprastha, or a sannyasi, if one is Krishna conscious, then he's actually really the guru. He actually becomes qualified to guide others and help them. Anything else? Anyhow, grihastha should think that everyone should think that their ashram is ideal for them. Otherwise, how can you live in that ashram? It's not very unstable. So one should think that this household this ashram is very good for me. So if we follow it properly, it is good for everyone individual. But we can't generalize and think that everyone should take to this ashram. Otherwise, tomorrow is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's disappearance day. So you're going to talk to him, he should have become a grihastha. If you want to develop love for your disciples, you should get married. Why should you be in such an austere ashram as sannyas? How can you love your disciples? I don't think he would have he would have appreciated that very much, that kind of preaching.
Time?
You think there's a difference in time? People are eating, sleeping, mating, defending now. Back then they were eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And 5 million years from now they'll still be eating, sleeping, mating, defending. What's the difference in time? You think lust is different now than it was before? Anger is different now than it was before. Greed is different. It's the same lust, anger, and greed. Illusion, forgetfulness. There's nothing really changed. Just a few decorations, that's all. Anything else? Hvala, Granth Raj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.